WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A delay, at least, in higher prices for consumers. ABC's Matt Rivers in Mexico City.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum saying after a phone call with President Trump this morning, he has agreed to suspend putting tariffs on Mexican imports to the U.S. for 1 month. This after both sides agreed that Mexico would send an additional 10,000 National Guard troops to the northern border to try and stem the flow of fentanyl into the United States.
The leader of the Canadian province, Ontario, says he's ripping up a contract with Elon Musk's Starlink internet services in response to President Trump's new tariffs on Canada. Musk, a private citizen businessman, granted access to the Treasury Department by the president, today told government workers of the main U.S. foreign aid agency that they were fired. Secretary of State Rubio's put in charge. A crane has lifted part of the fuselage of the crashed American Airlines jetliner up from the Potomac. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Judge Susan Crawford was in Northeast Wisconsin over the weekend campaigning for Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. She said she would be fair, impartial, and a common sense justice.
I am running this race because I want to protect the rights of all Wisconsinites. I don't care if you fall on the red side of the political spectrum or the blue side of the spectrum. I'm here fighting for all of our rights.
Crawford is running against former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. While justices are considered nonpartisan, Crawford does have the support of the Democrats and is considered a liberal. The election is set for April 1st. This is Super Bowl week. That's super spelled S-O-U-P-E-R. Super Bowl XII will raise funds all this week for the new community shelter. From now through Sunday, area restaurants will give a portion of their proceeds from soup sales to the new community shelter. Shannon Cullen with the shelter says this is a good way to feed yourself, help the community, and help the persons in your community who need it the most.
It's kind of a win-win. So, you know, we have people that, you know, follow the new community shelter and are very interested in what we do. So they go out and then buy stuff from these restaurants, and that helps them out, which is then helping us out, which, you know, we love to partner with the community because the community is so huge in helping us.
And Cohen says it's automatic. You don't have to tell the restaurant you want the proceeds to go to the new community shelter. All you have to do is order soup. See our story at WGBW.fm for a list of participating restaurants. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks lose to the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home, 132-119 to the Memphis Grizzlies. Milwaukee's now lost four of their last five games. The Bucks had the lead, but let it slip away, head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the game changed in the middle of the third quarter. I think we had a 10-point lead, had the ball on the side out, and turned the ball over, and they got a 3-point play. I thought that was a turning point of the game.
The Bucks are back at it tonight on the road in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. College hoops, Marquette losing at home over the weekend to UConn, 77-69. The Golden Eagles play St. John's tomorrow night. The Badgers beat Northwestern, 75-69. The Wildcats without their second leading scorer, Brooks Barnheiser, after he suffered a broken foot last week. Head coach Chris Collins.
The decision was made to shut it down. He's not going to be with us the rest of the year, but he left it all out there. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional, but I love that kid.
That's Northwestern head coach Chris Collins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Winter weather advisory is in effect until noon. With snow heavy at times, temperatures are hovering in the low 30s. And winds a bit breezy, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. As we stay mostly cloudy tonight, we fall cold, down to the single digits. And tomorrow, we'll be battling a wind chill. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
The Veteran Salute on Minow and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, OlsonLegalGroup.com.
Valentine's Day is coming up, and I'm telling you, she doesn't want flowers, she wants plants. This is your new Wisco 411. I'm Amanda Nimmer, and I am strongly recommending that you sign yourself and your special someone up for a Hart Hoya Valentine's Day class at the Plant People on February 8th at 11 a.m. Why? Because flowers die, and as long as you try a little bit, plants don't. So what are you waiting for? Sign up. Go to WGBW.FM and click events to learn more.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K., joins to reflect on the legacy of the birthday boys, Thomas Paine and FDR. Also, will tariffs on Canada and Mexico lower prices for Wisconsinites? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with the fantastic producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Monday, February 3rd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. A little drizzly, a little wet here in the capital city in downtown Madison at the world headquarters. But Mr. Zommers, all in all, no ice, at least here, we understand, in parts of the state, around Highway 29, Eau Claire to Green Bay, some accumulating snows up there overnight, and then possibly some icy roads in parts of central Wisconsin, although as it warms up, that will become less of an issue throughout the day, some fog in the southern part of the state. So maybe not the cold, but nonetheless, this is the kind of weather I don't like, that kind of in-between stuff.
Yeah, especially once it starts to get a little bit later and we get more of this and it piles up, and then the state just turns brown.
Right, exactly.
It's all mud.
that's a pretty good analogy, Zommers, as we start the week here, back to school, back to work on a Monday. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Things just turning brown into muck. We'll get into that in a minute. We're also, later on the show, want to carve out some time. Did you watch the Grammys last night, Zommers?
I did not.
I watched them last night on the old CBS, and for the most part, was a fantastic occurrence, as it always is. Lots of great performances, some that just blew me away. I think my favorite performance last night was Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga, who I did not recognize at first because of her wig and her costume. As Letterman used to say, they blew the dump off the place. It was a fantastic performance. They actually won a Grammy last night for one of their songs or albums last night. So big night for them. Beyonce finally got the Album of the Year award for Cowboy Carter.
Thank you.
That one. So she walks away a big winner. Lots of other winners last night. So we'll review the Grammys a little bit. It was a good, and they raised a lot, millions and millions of dollars last night for the LA Fire Fund out there as well. Trevor Noah doing a great job as the MC on the Grammys last night. So took that in a little bit. But lots of news to get to. Going to talk a little bit about this trade war, look at history, see what the conservative history has to say on all this. Also going to take a look, by the way, are you a good Lutheran? Lutherans, listen up, because Lutheran Services is now in the crosshairs of the new Trump administration, defunding them. We'll talk a little bit about that. Seems to be counterintuitive to Christianity, but we'll discuss that a little bit. God love Josh Shapiro, by the way, the governor of Pennsylvania, standing up to the far left on the important issues of the day.
Groundhog, my one of my favorite holidays, Zomers, over the weekend. We missed it. We didn't talk about it, so it was yesterday. Groundhog Day. Now, here in Wisconsin, in Sun Prairie, just outside of Madison, the resident Wisconsin groundhog, Jimmy the groundhog.
I was going to say Jimmy.
Jimmy did not see his shadow, and therefore, spring will be early in Wisconsin. Not the case out in Pennsylvania. Punxsutawney Phil predicted 6 more weeks of winter. And Josh Shapiro, the governor, God love him, he's not having anything to do with this cake predicting stuff. He is standing up for groundhogs. I love it. We'll hear from him a little bit later in the show. Meanwhile, on a more serious note for Democrats, Wisconsin's Ben Wickler, chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, endorsed by former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, endorsed by current Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries, endorsed by Democratic U.S. Senate Leader Chuck Schumer, lost the race for DNC chair. The National Democrats seemingly took a left turn, Clyde. They put this my least favorite Martin guy from Minnesota in, and they also put in David Boss Hogg from Florida. This kid, the kid from Florida who came up and did door to door for Wisconsin Democrats in rural Wisconsin in a suit and dress shoes. So very relatable.
Indeed.
So Democrats seem to be well on their way to staying in the minority nationally. The upside is that Ben Wickler stays in Wisconsin, which could put the Wisconsin State Supreme Court race here in a few weeks back in play, because it hasn't been getting a lot of play. And Schimmel, in my opinion, is if the election were held today, Schimmel would win. But I think maybe Susan Crawford now has a chance against Schimmel, because Democrats are actually going to start in Wisconsin focusing back on that. And nobody's better at that than Ben Wickler.
It's true.
So, thank you. I appreciate that. So there you go. And we haven't even scratched. I told Zomers we could do 4 hours today.
Oh, easily.
There's so much to do. But I want to put this in a context that, look, I'm nothing special. I'm just a kid from Richland Center. You understand? In Southwest Wisconsin. But I've been blessed and fortunate enough to have a few opportunities in life. And we're going to get to some of the actual news stories of what's going on over the weekend and some of the clips for you to hear. But I thought maybe the best way to start this whole thing out today is with a story, with a personal story to kind of contextualize this, because we all view things differently, right? And that's fine. That's a beautiful thing. And I want you to understand for the rest of the show how I come at this. And they say a picture is worth a thousand words. I have not shown this to Zomers yet this morning. I took this off my wall at home and brought it in. Here we go. For those people watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, there he is, back when Todd had a full head of hair, a dark head of hair, actually. So there's the photo of me suited up in a full head of hair and what I called my porn mustache.
That's exactly what it is.
Back in my 20s, along with my friend Silas, originally from El Salvador, and we're standing there in the office of the U.S. Ambassador Ann Patterson, U.S. Ambassador to El Salvador at the time, in the Salvadoran embassy. And this is back when I was working in my 20s for former U.S. Congressman Scott Klug, Republican. And I was down there for a couple reasons. A, for those regular listeners of the show know, I have been to El Salvador 39 times over 25 plus years. So I know the country fairly well. This was one of my earlier trips, and I went down there for both pleasure to see my friend Silas and also to do a little foreign trade mission, as we say. I went down there, we met with Ann Patterson, and we said, you know, Wisconsin ambassador makes a lot of cheese. And governor's hometown, Plymouth, Wisconsin, hometown of Sargento cheese. And we said, you know, not just Sargento, but there's a lot of other great cheesemakers in Wisconsin. And don't you know that Salvadorans love cheese? And they make some wonderful cheeses there in El Salvador. But why don't we make it a little bit easier, see if we can get some Binnis, some bimis for our cheese producers in Wisconsin and sell it in El Salvador. This is after, of course, former then Governor Tommy Thompson, Republican, said, you know what? You know, Wisconsin has so many great things. We need to do a better job of helping our producers in Wisconsin, our ag producers and business producers. Why don't we open up trade offices in Mexico and Germany? And I believe there was one in either Japan or China at the time as well. So Wisconsin had our own trade office in Mexico, which also dealt with some of the Central American countries. Because look, I get it. I've said it on this show before. Today's iteration of Tommy Thompson, unfortunately, is different than the 1990s version of Tommy Thompson. But I'm going to set that aside for purposes of this story for a second. I think it's important to recognize that, you know, people you might disagree with today, it doesn't disqualify what they did 25 years ago that was helpful and good. So Tommy opened up these trade offices in Mexico, Germany, and I said it was either China or Japan. And we were already reaching out to people in the Western Hemisphere and beyond. So I'm there with my buddy Silas, a native Salvadoran. And look, it wasn't just me. There were a lot of other people that helped out on this. But Sargento, if you go to El Salvador today, you see Sargento cheese. You see other Wisconsin cheese producers being sold in, places like Don Juan. There's a market chain called Don Juan in El Salvador. So that's the context I come to this. As someone who's actually helped out with some business in Central America via foreign trade. One of the key agencies to help out with this was USAID, United States Agency for International Development. All right. So let's go back to this photo here for a second. My buddy Silas. I've told a portion of this story. I'm going to start it here. We'll finish it on the other side. So as a kid, a white kid growing up in 98%, 99% white in the 70s and 80s in Southwest Wisconsin, you didn't have a lot of exposure to people who look different than you. And in the mid to late 80s, there, a U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, Republican Bob Caston, said, you know what, we're taking a lot of money, U.S. taxpayer money, and we're putting it into the Defense Department to fight a full war in Central America with the then Soviet Union. Maybe if we want democracy to take hold in Central America and to stymie some of the quote-unquote illegal immigration coming to the U.S., maybe we should make life better in Central America, so people want to stay there. So why don't we take a portion of this money that we're sending to in defense and putting into military, why don't we take a portion of that and create scholarships for kids from low-income families, poverty-ridden families, that do very, very well academically, and bring them here to the U.S. and give them a full ride for 2 years, have associate's degrees in business and computer science with the requirement that they go back home for at least 2 years, and help from within, grow the economy, make it more stable for democracy. That program was administered through the U.S. Department for Agency of International Development. Through Georgetown University, vis-a-vis the University of Wisconsin, to particularly two-year universities. The connection that was made was life-changing. I'll tell you how when we come back. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
...97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
The 2025 draft is almost here, bringing in guests from around the world for this once-in-a-lifetime event. Ready to turn your home into a revenue powerhouse? Simple Life Hospitality makes it easy to rent your home and provides expert, locally managed care, backed by over 50 years of experience. All guests are fully vetted for your peace of mind, so don't miss out. Partner with Simple Life Hospitality today. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com and make the most of this unforgettable event. That's SimpleLifeRentals.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Community is more than where you live. It's the people in it who show up each day and help it thrive. During Black History Month and year-round, AARP recognizes the everyday excellence of those who give back to their Wisconsin communities. They believe when efforts drive change for the greater good, everyone thrives together. Connect and learn what AARP is doing locally and how they can make the communities better for all ages. Visit aarp.org/WI. Paid for by AARP.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Having fun doing it. Welcome back to Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 21 past the hour of 12 noon on Monday, February 3rd, 2025. Glad to have you along to start the week with you. Zomers on the board, Todd on the mic, talking about a little personal experience with the U.S. Agency for International Development during my time working for former U.S. Congressman Scott Kluger, Republican here from Wisconsin, represented the 2nd District, including Madison. Imagine that. Yes, a Republican represented Madison for 8 years. He was a moderate Republican. They don't have those anymore, as it turns out. This picture, Zomers, is getting a lot of airplay off the online. This is the photo I brought in. This is me there with the mustache, with the Tom Selleck porn star mustache, of my buddy Silas, originally from El Salvador, and then U.S. Ambassador to El Salvador, and Patterson. Lots of comments on the mustache. Yes, I know. We all do things when we're looking for love, I guess, right? Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor, says, it makes me want to buy a reverse mortgage. Chris Keezy saying, I look like Tom Selleck. Anyway, that's not the point. Talking about my experience having gone to El Salvador, met with U.S. ambassadors, worked with USAID officials, to help trade, particularly our cheese producers here in Wisconsin. And even more importantly, that former Republican U.S. Senator Bob Caston helped appropriate funds through USAID to bring low-income, poverty, really, students from Central America to the U.S. for 2 years on full scholarships for two-year associate degrees in computer science and business with the requirement that they go home and lift from within for a period of time. One of those students, my buddy Silas, we were his host family in Little Old Richland Center at the now shuttered UW Central Richland two-year campus, a part of the UW system. And this was replicated all over Wisconsin, by the way. We'd have 15, 16, 17 students from Central America come there for 2 years. It enriched the community. It allowed us to have friendships and relationships. That's how I ended up going to El Salvador for the first time in 1992. And I don't say this about very many things. Not a phrase I use often. It changed my life. It made me rethink my priorities in life. It gave me some of my longest lasting relationships of my life. Another student from that program came here to Richland, met my buddy Kurt, originally from Wisconsin, born here like me. They ended up getting married years later. And she's the mother of my two godsons, who are half Salvadoran. My family. This program through USAID reshaped who I am today, and all for the positive. And I can tell you years later when I started a coffee business and worked again with USAID and saw how they helped farmers in El Salvador do better because of the climate change. There's something called rust that occurs as a fungus, basically, that goes on the leaves of the coffee, because now coffee plants, coffee trees are burning up because the lower altitude coffee trees can't handle the new temperatures. So the USAID is helping local coffee farmers to adjust and adapt the type of coffee trees they plant to grow better at lower altitudes. And I ended up buying coffee from one of those farmers that was helped the USAID and grew the Cup of Excellence, the top coffee in El Salvador, 1 year. And I created jobs here in Madison because of that. You've heard me talk about Wonder State Coffee on this program. Another Madison-based, Wonder State-based of Viroqua, JBC. Used to be Johnson Brothers. Now it's Just the Best Coffee, a great local roastery here in Madison. Small business employers. They provide health care for their employees. They buy their coffee from Mexico and from other places in Central America who have been helped by USAID. Sargento Cheese provides jobs for Wisconsinites, healthcare, relies on trade with Mexico and Central America. My story isn't special. I'm no big whoop, as they say. But I relay it to you because it demonstrates, I believe, the ripple effect, right? We talk about, this is very all, the news of the weekend, very overwhelming, right? To a lot of folks. You feel like, what can one person do? I was reminded this morning, my sister, who's been on this program, she texted me early this morning before she went to work, and reminded me of a story that she learned at student council camp here in Wisconsin, of the girl walking along the ocean on the beach, picking up starfish that had come up during high tide and throwing the starfish back in the ocean. And she encounters a guy. And the guy looks at her and says, you know, you can't save all of them. You're not going to make a difference. And she picked up the starfish between them and she threw it into the ocean. And she looked him in the eye and she said, it makes a difference to that one. That's what we're all doing here. Each of us every day, I don't care whether you're a principal at a school, a teacher, a talk show host, a greeter at Walmart, a server in a diner, a public service person, a plumber, each of us encounters someone every day. I don't want to get too quote-unquote religious here. But in church, we talk about evangelizing. And the really great Christians aren't the ones who preach and Bible thump. They're the ones that, like Christ, live their lives every day and demonstrate kindness and love to others. We don't have to yell and screech at one another. We just have to pick one person every day, a smile, opening the door, doing what we can for one another. That's how we move forward together. This program, this agency, USAID, look what it did for one person, one dude from Southwest Wisconsin, me. It changed my life. Replicate that thousands, if not millions of times around the globe. And this is the program, one of them, that Donald Trump and MAGA and Elon Musk have decided to essentially kill. Back with your phone calls after this. Don't go anywhere.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Trump administration is following through on its plan to implement tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China. These three countries are Wisconsin's largest business partners. That includes dairy. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Monday. UW-Madison professor Chuck Nicholson says if these countries retaliate with their own tariffs on the U.S., that could pose some problems for Wisconsin dairy farmers. His models show that retaliation could mean a significant reduction in net farm income.
That looks like about $2.5 billion or about 8% reduction. So that'd be like getting an 8% cut in your paycheck kind of thing. On an average size Wisconsin dairy farm, that would mean about $35,000 over the course of the next 4 years or so, another about 8%. Significant reduction in key export and domestic markets for us for cheese, something like about a $6 billion reduction in the value of cheese sales.
UW-Madison professor Chuck Nicholson reminds us that these are just models, not a prediction, and the model is to help lawmakers with their decisions around tariff policies. We'll take a look at what midday commodity prices are doing next.
Join the Midwest Farm Report team along with Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Learn from industry experts on disease updates, cover crops, DOT standards, weather patterns, and more. Comedian Greg Warren will bring humor to the closing of the event. Connect with fellow farmers and share ideas among the breakout session, and don't miss the popular beer and bowl session. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
It's all about the bacon. Hanging bacon. Enjoy bacon and friends while celebrating at the 2025 Porkapalooza, Thursday, February 6th at the Corn Soy Expo in the Wisconsin Dells. Porkapalooza features pork appetizers, beverages, live music by Super Tuesday in both live and silent auctions supporting youth programs and the Wisconsin pork industry. There will also be some special appearances by Mr. Pig and U.S. Olympic swimmer Phoebe Bacon. Porkapalooza is presented by the Wisconsin Pork Association. To learn more, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
A 25% tariff on Canada and a 10% tariff on China are expected to take effect tomorrow. Right now, commodities are trading higher. From Chicago, cash corn is up 7¾ cents at 489¾. December new crop corn is up a nickel and a half at 465¾. Cash beans are up 15 cents, trading at 1057 a bushel. November new crop beans up 7¾ at 1058¾. The February Class 3 milk contract is up 23 cents at $20.13 a hundredweight. The March contract is up 37 cents, trading at $19.68 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Winter weather advisory is in effect until noon. With snow heavy at times, temperatures are hovering in the low 30s. And winds a bit breezy, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. As we stay mostly cloudy tonight, we fall cold, down to the single digits. And tomorrow, we'll be battling a wind chill. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. On the next Mino and the Mayor, get ready for laughter at 21 After. Comedian Sebastian Maniscalco will be live at the Resch Center on Saturday, February 15th at 7 p.m. On Tuesday morning, your chance to win at 7:21 and 8:21. Don't miss it.
Yeah. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. It is Monday, February 3rd, 2025. It is a great day to be in Wisconsin. Glad to have you along. A little overcast skies, but, you know, our ag producers need the moisture. Do not need a bit of ice here and there, is my understanding, in central Wisconsin and some of the roadways. Although that may be cleared up as the temperatures start to warm up. But I know some of our folks up in northern Wisconsin, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls area over to Wausau, got some accumulating snows, other places across the state as well. Down here in the south central part, Madison, just some drizzle, some fog over. I hate the fog, so make sure the lights are on, allow some extra time if you encounter some of the fog. Talking about these trade wars that were announced by President Trump over the weekend, 25% on both Canada and Mexico, although late breaking news today, Trump has announced that he is staying, in other words, withholding the 25% tariff on Mexico because the Mexican government has decided to negotiate with Trump. Canada, not so much, also a 10% tariff on China. Talking about my personal experience, the first half hour of the show, having been to El Salvador 39 times over 25 plus years, meeting with U.S. ambassadors, working with USAID, the impact that has had on Wisconsin businesses, universities, relationships. And by the way, it's a great way to spread goodwill for the United States and spread democracy. And also, let me be fair, let me be accurate, that the talk of merging U.S. Agency for International Development into the State Department is not new. This was talked about under the Obama administration. But it's a slow approach, right? You want to make sure that all the programs are still benefited. But like almost any governmental agency, there's always places you can trim some fat or that you can consolidate, but still achieve the mission. What we're talking about is over the weekend and now overnight, Elon Musk, in a department that was created by Trump without congressional approval, Elon Musk is a private citizen who has no security clearance, has never been vetted, is insisting on seeing documents that require security clearance by law. And now the main offices in Washington of USAID were locked this morning, employees told not to come in, and computers of USAID employees around the globe have gone dark and been thrown into chaos. Let me say this. As I said, somebody who, you know, still stays in touch with a lot of people. Throughout federal government, civilian and military, there is chaos right now in the federal government. This is not an orderly transfer of ideas. This is upheaval. And quite frankly, without security clearances, it's illegal. Going to get to the phone lines in just a second. Stay there if you will, please. But again, I want, as a former Republican who left the party in 2011, I want to let, again, here's part of my perspective. Grew up in the Reagan era. Here is what Ronald Reagan said about trade wars and tariffs back in one of his weekly radio addresses in the 1980s, Ronald Reagan.
Our peaceful trading partners are not our enemies. They are our allies. We should beware of the demagogues who are ready to declare a trade war against our friends, weakening our economy, our national security, and the entire free world, all while cynically waving the American flag. The expansion of the international economy is not a foreign invasion. It is an American triumph, one we worked hard to achieve, and something central to our vision of a peaceful and prosperous world of freedom. After the Second World War, America led the way to dismantle trade barriers and create a world trading system that set the stage for decades of unparalleled economic growth. Yes, back in 1776, our founding fathers believed that free trade was worth fighting for. and we can celebrate their victory, because today, trade is at the core of the alliance that secure the peace and guarantee our freedom. It is the source of our prosperity and the path to an even brighter future for America. Until next week, thanks for listening, and God bless you.
By the way, the guy grew up a radio, right? I mean, who can deliver a radio address better than Ronald Reagan? But that's what I grew up with. That helps my understand my perspective. That factually, trade wars have never been a good thing for the United States. And if you say you're a conservative, if you say you're a Republican, conservative Republicans are not in favor of tariffs and trade wars. And so I find it beyond ironic and goofy that all of these so-called conservative MAGA Republicans in D.C. don't want to speak up about this. Just let Trump and Musk do what they want. I can't believe that true conservative Republicans voted for this. It goes against everything you believe, or at least used to believe. Ronald Reagan, founder of the conservative movement, at least the modern conservative movement, until Donald Trump came along. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Stoughton, CJ in Stoughton. Thanks for holding, CJ. What say you?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Todd. You know, I guess you aren't aware that you're misrepresenting what Trump has made this about. We've had hundreds of thousands of Americans die of fentanyl. And are you aware that the Mexican president has agreed to send 10,000 soldiers to the border now? This is what peace through strength is. This is the art of the deal. This is negotiation at its best. It isn't about a trade war. It's about enforcing our laws and stop killing Americans. And that's what this president is doing.
All right. Well, in fairness,
thank God for having this president.
I mentioned earlier that Mexico President Trump has stayed the tariffs on Mexico because Mexico has begun negotiating. I did state that. When it comes to fentanyl, according to U.S. government, 42 pounds is the total amount of fentanyl that came across the border from Canada. The majority of fentanyl that came into the country last year was from U.S. citizens bringing it across the border. But to get back to the point, CJ, that I believe, you can speak for yourself, I believe that you support the law, and if you want to change an entire agency in the U.S. government, that's the incoming president's right to try to do that. But there are legal ways set up in the U.S. government to do that, to get congressional approval. For people to have clearance to see classified documents, you have to obtain clearance. Wouldn't you agree with that, CJ?
Well, you kind of switched subjects on me, so that's a different subject to me. But regardless, you won't even acknowledge that President Biden, Kamala Harris, opened the border, and we've had hundreds of thousands of Americans die.
But that's not accurate. You're not willing to, according to Customs and Border Patrol, when President Biden left office, it was at beyond a four. It was back to pre-2019 levels for illegal immigration. That's from U.S. Border and Customs Border Patrol, CJ. So that's just a fact. And it is related, because if you want to change things and put on tariffs and do that, there's a way to do that. But it's not allowing an unelected, unvetted, unconfirmed, without security clearance individual to have access to our Social Security numbers, to our federal payment numbers, and to tap classified information within the State Department, which is what has happened over this weekend. And I would say that whether that was George Soros being let in by Democrats or Elon Musk being let in by Donald Trump.
Well, this is a strengthful president, transparent, out there every day. And we've seen what your party did.
You know I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent person. And if you want to stand up for illegal activity, CJ, this is not strength. This is illegal. But thank you for the call, CJ. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Jim in Brookfield. Jim, thanks for calling in, my friend, on WAUK. What say you?
I say very good show, Todd, and thank you for sharing those heartfelt personal stories about the El Salvador and how it shaped your life. That story about the starfish really resonates, and that's something I'm going to remember for a long time. I did want to touch base on our former Senator Bob Caston. If he actually did start that program, I'm very impressed and will look at him differently. I do remember how when he ran against Ed Garvey, who obviously I voted for, he ran a very misleading ad, kind of implying that Mr. Garvey was skimming money off the top from the NFL Players Union. It was a very dishonest ad. However, with that being said, if Bob Caston was the driving force behind that El Salvador exchange program where the students did come up or stay 2 years here and go back, you know, that's exactly what is needed in this world today. It's appalling that MEGA would want to cut funding for that. And I will look at or think back on Mr. Caston, former Senator Caston, differently. And ironically, he would now be considered like a Democrat if he proposed something like that. You know, and that's really ironic. He would almost be driven out of his party, you know, back to being an independent or Democrat. So thank you for sharing that. It was very educational, very heartfelt, and very much appreciated.
Hey, thank you, Jim. And just to make sure I'm accurate, former U.S. Senator Caston, he was a co-author on that legislation. So he didn't do it alone, but he was a co-author on it that helped drive it through the Republican side of the party. And to his credit also, he also would come onto campuses throughout Wisconsin where this program was and made sure it was nurtured and made sure it was funded in future budgets. It wasn't just that he created it. He made sure that it was funded moving forward while he was in the U.S. Senate. And look, I'm not here to absolve Senator Caston on everything. I'm just saying, again, in that one instance, I think it's important we recognize that he did the right thing, and I appreciate the call, Jim.
You're very welcome, and I appreciate clarifying that.
Yeah, thank you. Have a wonderful day. 855-752-4842. Let's go up to beautiful Chippewa Valley, where we find our friend Gene, listening on CFW The Tap in Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for calling. What's up?
Boy, there's sure a lot of chaos going on lately. I can't believe it. It's like we're in a whirlwind, a hurricane, hurricane fires, and snowstorms. But, you know, in plane crashes. You know, I have to say that this is pretty alarming to me, you know, that Elon Musk, who doesn't have clearances, and I agree with you 100%, I don't care who the person is, getting access to everybody's information. You know, here's the thing. You know, if those Republicans don't start standing up for the people, I mean, he's probably got something on everybody. He's like a mob boss. Remember that one guy that had ran one of those magazines that had dirt on everybody, you know, and he had dirt on people that Trump controlled. It was really quite sick. And, you know, I got to say, I've been calling plenty of people today, and their answering machines aren't working very good. You know, when it comes on, I'm calling Republicans and Democrats, too, and you get this thing, and it's all garbled up, and I thought to myself, now, why is this happening to so many of these answering machines today? Maybe people are trying to get a hold of representatives to say, hey, we don't like this. You better do something about it. Yeah. I don't know. I hope other people check it out and give their opinions, because they really need to hear from us no matter what, because I can't believe this is going on, Todd. It is so alarming and sick, and I hope the people are paying attention, because this involves their lives and their identities and everything that they hold sacred. So thanks again for doing a great job here, keeping us informed. You have a good day. Thanks, Todd.
Appreciate it, Gene. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day up there in beautiful Eau Claire as well. Come back, Peggy, Wisco, Paul. You're up next. We see you on the lines. As our friend Matt Flynn likes to say, do not hang up. 855-752-4842. More phone calls, more discussion, more fun on the way, especially in Hour 2. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New Federal Election Commission filings by multi-billionaire and quasi-Trump cabinet member Elon Musk show that he and his company spent at least $288 million in the 2024 election cycle, even more than expected. We reported last October that Musk poured millions into his America PAC, offering a borderline legal $47 bounty for referring unregistered voters to a website collecting personal contact information. Open Secrets reports that Musk poured $118 million into the PAC just between July and October 2024. Musk coughed up another $20 million to fund the RBG PAC, funding misleading advertising suggesting Justice Ginsburg agreed with Trump on abortion. In October, Musk contributed another $925,000 to a Trump PAC, Trump 47 Campaign Committee Incorporated. Musk filings show that contributions in $10,000 increments flowed to most state GOP committees around the country, many payments coming in late October. Curiously, the most recent filing shows Musk put another $45 million into the America PAC after the election, perhaps to make donations to the Trump Inaugural Fund or begin funding the 2026 midterm cycle. Find links to the FEC and Open Secrets data for even more Musk contributions at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock, top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations that you're listening to. Then we'll be back at hour 2. A little fun for you. What's worse? Regarding another food one today. I think it's a lot of fun. I think you'll enjoy it. Also, I know the Winter Olympics aren't this year, but big happenings down in Brookfield at the Pettit Ice Center, just outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsinite. I mean, we've had a lot of great Wisconsin ice skaters, both male and female, over the years. Another great one in the competition. I know Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, has been talking about this. The kid, he's like 20 years old, and he finally finished second. he's always finished first. But he's a big favorite to go to the next Winter Olympics. Another Wisconsin speed skater. We'll talk about him in hour number 2 as well. And check in on Trump crypto coins. Going to do a check in on that. That'll be fun and games. Right now, talking about Donald Trump, Elon Musk, unelected official, unvetted, unconfirmed, without security clearance, demanding. One of the top guys at the U.S. Treasury resigned over the weekend because Musk came in and said, you got to show me all this stuff I don't have clearance for. And the guy at the Treasury said, wait a minute, I can't do that, and was forced to resign / fired. And so now, if you receive a federal payment, like Social Security, or if you're a federal worker who gets a direct deposit, or if you've ever gotten a tax return, Elon Musk now has your Social Security number.
Yep, he's just scooping his fingers in the pot and licking them.
And now they went to USAID, United States Agency for International Development, which does a lot to spread democracy and U.S. interests over the world, in addition to helping a lot of people. Now Musk is essentially shutting that down without authorization and literally locking people out of buildings and computers all around the globe without any warning and authorization to do so. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. and talking about how the trade, these trade wars, and yes, the Mexico one has been suspended for 30 days. The Canadian one is still on. How this affects Wisconsin companies, Wisconsin workers, the price we pay for things. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly. We've got Peggy in beautiful Brooklyn. Peggy, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hey, Todd. So first offhand, Elon Musk, how come that we can't put him in jail? He's doing major illegal stuff.
And you got to have someone with the chutzpah to keep it clean to bring those charges. And I have a feeling that the Trump administration is not going to do that. But go ahead.
Okay. And then you're wrong about the conservatives. I've had about probably 15 phone calls this morning, and they're like, what the? And I'm like, so, are you a little worried now? And they're like, this is not what we put him in office for. And I went, you guys, he showed you his hand before he started this. And you didn't believe him? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They're upset. But, they're very upset. And they're very upset that they're,
go ahead.
That all their information's out there. Because it is out there.
No, no, if I said it wrong or you heard it wrong, I apologize. What I'm saying is I think that most people who truly believe in conservatism, particularly fiscal conservatism and Republican fiscal conservatism, i.e. the Reagan era, this is against what they believe, to your point. And unfortunately, a lot of those folks are now learning this firsthand, that they were lied to.
I've had a few mega people call me this morning that are friends of mine, and they went, what is he doing? And I'm
right.
I don't know. And tell me.
And Peggy,
I get the fentanyl thing. I get that. But
and Peggy, you make the, this is such a great point. It's so important. I'm glad you brought this up. When people like this call us, you do what you want. My recommendation, as a former Republican who left the party in 2011, we have to restrain ourselves from the, you know what? Screw you. I told you this was coming. You should have listened to me. To, well, I'm glad you're seeing it for yourself. Welcome.
Oh, I will not throw it in their face.
Right. I'm not saying you are.
Yeah, I know, but there are a lot of them out there that are like, that's why they don't say anything. They're afraid we'll throw it in their face. I'm not throwing it in their face. I just want them to see you guys.
Yep.
This is supposed to be for all of us.
Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with you. I'm complimenting you because as someone, the very few people, you know, that have actually left a political party that they were a part of for 30 years. I did that. And the reason was not because people who made fun of me or threw it in my face or yelled at me. It was because I was presented facts for myself and weighed that against my own values. And I think you're doing it exactly right, Peggy. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Wisco Paul. Wisco, if you can make it brief, my friend, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Todd. First of all, Donald Trump could light Seagate on fire and he'd be okay with it.
All right. I get it, but let's not to make it personal, but thank you, Wisco. Go ahead.
Yeah, I shouldn't do that, but I can't help it. Anyway, what Elon Musk done is totally illegal. There's no Republicans that are going to stand up against this, and he has all my information. If this was a Democrat or anybody else, they'd be screaming at the top of their lungs. So, and I personally, I don't think there's anything going to be done by the Republican Party to stop Trump on anything. So hang on.
Right.
Thanks, Todd.
I think you're, Wisco, thanks for the call. Wisco brings a great point. So far, there's been no breaks applied. 855-752-4842. Mark, stay tuned. We will try to get you on the other side of the break. We're up against the clock, as they say. Great conversation. Stay tuned. What's worse is next, as well as some more news. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Monday, kicking things off on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Greg Bach is back. We're also going to talk to Abigail Sweats from Fair, Wisconsin, and concerns about the LGBTQ plus community. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The U.S.-Mexico tariffs are on hold at least for a month. ABC's Matt Rivers in Mexico City.
If all of this sounds a bit familiar, it's because it's exactly what happened the last time President Trump threatened tariffs against Mexico back in 2019 when President López Obrador was in charge here in Mexico. Both sides were concerned about the threat of tariffs. President Trump threatens. Mexico responds by reinforcing the northern border with National Guard troops. And here we are, one administration later, doing the exact same thing.
An estimated 20 people were in front of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management protesting Elon Musk's aides gaining access to government databases that contain sensitive information for millions of federal employees. The nation's Capitol Fire Chief says 55 of the 67 victims have been positively ID'd from the mid-air crash of a commercial jetliner and Army helicopter last week, part of the jet wreckage being hauled up from the Potomac. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa.